Live from NPR News, I'm Noor Rahm. President Trump briefly left the hospital at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Sunday to wave to supporters from an SUV. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Patients being treated for COVID-19 are typically kept in isolation, with family unable to visit and their care providers donning personal protective equipment to avoid infection. For Trump's brief motorcade to wave to supporters outside the hospital, it was those riding in his SUV, including Secret Service agents, who were wearing full PPE. Trump, who wore a mask and kept the window rolled up, previewed the trip in a video tweeted moments before.
And they've been out there for a long time, and they've got Trump flags, and they love our country, so I'm not telling anybody but you, but I'm about to make a little surprise visit.
In the video, Trump also said his experience with the virus has been an interesting journey and that he learned a lot. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Joe Biden campaign said Sunday the Democratic presidential candidate has tested negative again for the coronavirus. The former vice president had shared a debate stage with Trump for more than 90 minutes last Tuesday. His campaign said he had previously tested negative in two tests on Friday, the day the president had disclosed he had tested positive. Coronavirus has made voting in person more difficult this year, but several civic institutions are stepping up to help, including museums. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Museums may not be as enormous or well-ventilated as sports arenas, but they're also helping out by opening their doors to poll workers and voters this year. Polling places range from the Civil War Museum in Kenosha, Wisconsin, to the State of Alaska Library Archives Museum in Juneau, to the Hoboken Historical Museum in New Jersey.
The Hoboken Historical Museum is the best, absolute best organization in Hoboken.
That's from an earlier promotional video. Some museums have long served as polling places, such as the Brooklyn Museum in New York and Watts Towers in Los Angeles. They make sense as places to vote because so many are ADA compliant, convenient, and they offer an opportunity to check out art or local history before casting a ballot. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The British government says it's identified an additional 15,000 COVID-19 cases which were not counted because of what officials called a technical issue. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London.
The government said most of the missing cases occurred in recent days and that the results had been transferred to the government's track and trace system. Before the missing cases were discovered, the UK was averaging between 6,000 and 7,000 cases a day. This is just the latest COVID-related error by the British government, which has an approval rating of just 29%.
NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting from London. You're listening to NPR News. At least eight people are still missing after devastating floods hit a mountainous region between the border of France and Italy this weekend. At least four people died. About 100 homes were damaged or destroyed. The first African-American to play in a major American symphony turned 100 years old Sunday. Colorado Public Radio's Kevin Beatty was there for the celebration.
Bass player Charlie Burrell greeted dozens of friends and family during a drive-by birthday party over the weekend.
I can't believe it. I'm shocked with all these people here, though.
Burrell is known as the Jackie Robinson of music. In 1949, he broke classical music's color barrier when he accepted a job with the Denver Symphony. It's now known as the Colorado Symphony. He went on to play with the San Francisco Symphony, too.
Charlie! Happy birthday!
Burrell is also known for playing jazz. And in his career, he performed with greats like Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald. He was also a regular figure in Denver's thriving jazz scene, which made the city's historically black Five Points neighborhood a major hub for national acts. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Beatty in Denver.
California reached a grim milestone Sunday. Officials say wildfires this year have now burned more than 4 million acres, more than twice the record of previous years, and an area larger than the state of Connecticut. At least 31 people have died. More than 8,400 buildings have burned. Scientists say climate change has made California drier, contributing to larger wildfires this year. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.